Daily argument.
Okay, tomorrow is Thursday. That means we'll be opening the confession box once again. If you have a confession for the dilemma, you can email talk@beat102103.com. Here's today's. It says, "Hey guys, I heard you chatting the other day about the Solus Run for Life, and it made me think that I could turn to you for advice. I fancy this girl in work, and she's a runner. About 2 weeks ago on a night out, I stupidly said I would do the Run for Life with her. She spent the whole night calling me Thomas Barr and telling everyone that I was doing the 10K. She seemed so impressed.
Oh, no.
Fast forward to today and it's now days to the race. I can't run. I failed to mention that I get a stitch if I do a power walk. The girl has been sending me race prep, food plan for the day and her ideal time for the race. She's so excited and I want her to like me, but I am no Thomas Barr. Help me, lads. Do I fess up and ask her to just walk with me? Have I blown my shot here? I can't believe I've dug myself this hole."
Oh, I can't believe you've done it either. You're more like Thomas at the bar than Thomas. Oh, God, this is a disaster. I mean, you've blatantly embellished the truth. There's no way that you, like, there's no even way that you can fake this. Like, not going to be all, I run 10K because this Sunday I'll definitely be running / walking / running. But I have done the 10K. You have to train for it. Yeah. You can't just suddenly turn up. So there's just, that's not even an option. You're kind of back against the wall here. You either, which I don't necessarily agree with because I believe in karma, you either fake an injury or you just come clean and tell her, "I'm going to be on the sideline like Niall is with me. I'm going to be there at the finish line."
He could walk it though. I mean, I could walk it.
Yeah, but she doesn't want to walk
it. I know, she's a runner.
She's got meal preps. She's got a timing goal.
It sounds like she knows he's not that into it if she's sending him all that meal prep and the running.
I think she's
thing.
Excited. Like, I think when you're she's in sharing it, that you want to be you know, back and forward with somebody. Oh my God, yeah. Like, you know, here's a little bit of a workout before
comparing
we
comparing their times.
I think she thinks that he's like all in, you know.
Yeah,
he's gonna have to fall down some stairs or
bang
into
something. Wouldn't encourage that. I do a pulled hamstring, a ligament. No, maybe ligament is too serious. Just a twin. Yeah,
practice the limp.
Just a little sprain.
Yeah, start.
Go on.
I'll just say, well, fair play. The more the merrier on Sunday that take part
absolutely
in the run and walk for life. But you've got to do it within your own boundaries and limits. And running it is not an option. I'd be very similar to you. If I have to kind of rush for a lift or something, I get a stitch immediately. It's just not cut out for it, you know. So I think I'd just be honest with her and say, "Do you know what? I've done no training. I wouldn't be up for the running. I'm going to walk it. If you want to run ahead, I'll see you at the end for the burger."
Yeah, it just that if somebody said that to me, that they were going to do it with me and made it out that they were able to do it, I'd probably be a bit like, "Sure, what did you lie for, you big Aegis?"
So you're staying with the injury then?
No, I just think if he's going to say that, he needs to say, "I said it because I was trying to impress you," so that she knows.
Oh no, then she knows he's an absolute loser.
Well, then you think he's a loser? Is that what you're saying?
No, well, he is a bit. Let's be honest. Anyway, well, we've had this on the dilemma before. Yeah. And if you embellish things and then get caught, you do look like a loser. So don't tell lies in the first place. But in this case, I think just a bit of honesty saying, "You know what? I have done running, but I haven't been training lately. I've been so busy. So running it is not an option for me this weekend. But sure, we'll see at the start and the finish."
But why did he lie then? Well, would it not be, would you prefer to know, "Do you know what? I was mad about you and I said it on a night out and
I'm getting the ick."
But she seems to be a little bit of crack because she's calling him Thomas Barr. And she's sending him the stuff. And, you know, she doesn't seem to take it too seriously. So I think he'd get away with that if he went to her and just said, "Look, we were having a bit of crack and I said it to you just to try and, you know,
really
keep
fancy
up with appearances, whatever.
Yeah.
But do you know what? I'll be a better cheerleader than a runner."
Yeah, I'd be waiting for you at the end with the burger.
Yeah.
Like me with Joe.
Do you know what? I'd be really happy with that.
Yeah,
like, I'd be happier that you would have the burger. No, you know, like that would be my goal to get me to the end.
Yeah, you're still part of it.
Yeah.
Okay.
So, yeah.
Okay, let's get some thoughts on this. What's your advice to this guy? Claire, good morning. How are you today?
Hey.
Hey. Oh, good. Now, what's the story? What do you reckon with this poor Aegis?
Yeah, I was listening to it and I heard you say that he should fake an injury. And all I was going was like, no, he can't. Because I was like, he'll fake an injury this week and then in a couple of weeks' time, she'll just book him in for another 10K. And then
you're dead right. Sure, there's a 10K every weekend somewhere, isn't there? There's a 10K everywhere.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah. So you're ruling out the injury. So what is the best way forward from then?
I think he just needs to fess up and hope for the best.
But does he?
Just be like,
yeah, go on.
just be like, listen, I just thought I'd impress you with the running, but honestly, I can't run from... I don't know, I can't run 2 meters without getting a stitch, so you're on your own with this one.
Would you, remember, because I said, oh, you should tell her, like, you know, you fancy her and you're trying to impress her and by doing the race or whatever, and Niall was like, no, I get the ick. Would you get the ick if someone said that to you?
That they had made up this tall tale just to impress you?
I probably would.
Yeah, yeah. Okay, oh, all right.
Okay, sorry, emailer.
Yeah, this is kind of
there's
a...
There's no way out
he's
here.
He's just going to be Thomas back at the bar.
She's getting him again, didn't she? Listen, Claire, you're a legend. We're chatting to us. Have
thanks
a great morning.
See you guys.
See you
bye,
again.
Bye, bye. Let me get you some of the other stuff. Right. Ashley says injury. That's also one word, injury.
Okay.
Also, Brian was on. One word for this, Egypt. COVID.
No,
suggested.
I just think it's too, like, it's too close to the bone.
Yeah, I know.
Be lying
about it. Bringing bad luck on yourself. Also, another message here from Tina. In regard to the lamb, I think that lad should tell the girl he woke up with explosive diarrhea. She'll be so mortified she won't ask him another question about
in
it.
In fairness, nobody ever would question diarrhea.
Yeah.
You know?
It's true. What else have we got? Aegis. But in fairness, they were probably having a couple of drinks on the night, talking rubbish. Come clean and next time don't talk rubbish. That's from Jojo.
Yeah.
Owen says, this lamp has gotten himself into a mess straight off the bat.
Brilliant insult.
I don't think the injury thing will work long term, and this chap wants long term with this girl. She knows what she's talking about if she's sending him food plans and stuff, so she'll know further down the line. His only option is to come clean and just be honest. Tell him or tell her he's head over heels and he was trying to get a connection with her, and it's why he said he was a runner. I'd tell her that I would do the walk and that they could do something together afterwards, and he could also tell her that he'd like to get into running if she could help him. It might be a win-win for him. All depends on how far he's willing to go with this. And one more, Dermot was on to us this morning.
I think he should go and have the run. Sure, he could let on after the first couple of minutes. Jez had a hurting knee and then he could walk. So you'd look like any clown, didn't like.
Thank you, Dermot. Right, let's squeeze a couple of last bits in. Aideen was onto us.
No, I think show is dead right. You have to just come clean. You can't start anything based on a lie. So if he did that, he'd always have to come clean at some stage or another. So just man up, let her know, look, I only did it because, you know, I think you're nice. I wanted to spend a bit of extra time with you. But really, I can't run from A to B. So I'll be down on the side getting help from the paramedics. It's not the best way to start, so I figured I'd just come clean and tell you. But yeah, definitely don't start on the lie, because then you're always on the back foot.
Well said, Aideen.
Thank
and one
you.
More Emma was on too.
Run, Forrest, run. Oh lads, this absolute Aegis, a tool bag, for God's sake. Listen, imagine if he faked an injury and they went for the burger. After every bite of the burger, the guilt, the lie, the guilt. Oh my God, just fess up, boy, fess up. You're just going to have to go with it, and she'll probably laugh at you, but you might as well laugh at yourself now at this rate. Oh lads, the things you do for love. Have a fab day. Bye.
You
bye,
too, Emma.
Thank
Thanks
you.
A million.